The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. Whatever stage your business is at, there's always time to imagine sustainable, positive change. AIB, for the life you're after.
Well, I think Ireland's win was the only thing people were talking about besides the weather yesterday, especially in the east and southeast. If only they'd had both of these topics to chat about at the presidential inauguration earlier in the week. Quite a few were caught peeping at their phones instead of perhaps engaging in a little bit of chat. She from Mulqueen won if we've lost the art of small talk.
I think Irish people are uniquely equipped for being good at small talk. We were gifted with terrible weather to have at our ammunition at all times because it's there, it's waiting for you, it changes every hour. So even if you've small talked an hour ago about the weather, you're well equipped to start again this hour because the weather's changed. So that's a great one to always have up the sleeve.
Comedian, actor and writer Justine Stafford.
But you know the phrases, it's like, oh, halfway through the week now, huh? Or, you know, oh, this the Monday's dragging on, isn't it? I actually think the Tuesday is worse than the Monday. Oh no, the Thursday, isn't that Friday's little cousin, huh? And every week it's the same. It's like Groundhog Day in the office. That's one thing I in a way don't miss being in the office, because that became very monotonous.
Maybe growing up in the country, that prepares you for it. There would have been a lot of characters that would have come into our house growing up, because my dad being a dairy farmer, there would have been a lot of other farmers or just men spawned from turf would land into the house that you would have to make sandwiches and tea for. And majority of the time they were talking about things in farming. I was 7, so I didn't fully grasp the conversations, but you know, rising milk prices, they just talk at you. You're kind of in a hostage situation, but it's okay because you know you will get free at some point. And the more you try pull away, the harder it's going to be. So you just got to be in it for that piece of time and go along with them talking at you, saying, I know your mother and father and you don't know me though, do you? You do think about it now. How would I know? Yeah. Yeah. How would I know your father? You know, so I think probably coming from a rural background, that's helped with getting more used to and equipped with small talk. Well, I think in comedy and stand-up, small talk just has this ability to take you somewhere that you never knew a conversation could go there. You know, even from simply asking someone, hi, what's your name, or where are you from, that could lead to such a story. And again, you can never have that replicated. Like, if you did that gig the night after, you're never going to have that same combination of people there. I don't think any other job gives you the opportunity to be asked these questions and go on this small talk conversation journey and end up discovering insane / incredible things about people.
There's a part of the brain called the amygdala, which is a very old part of the brain, and it's used to identify threats. So sometimes in social situations, we mistake a person, maybe a stranger, for a physical threat. And this triggers a response, an anxious response, as if we spot a lion in the savannah. We become anxious, we become afraid. But then small talk diminishes that response, so the lion becomes a pussycat.
Professor of Psychiatry in Trinity College Dublin, Brendan Kelly.
Humans are very social. We are built to interact with each other. Isn't the weather cold? If the person responds, actually it's quite warm, we respond, yes, now you say it, it is quite warm. So we prioritise connection in small talk way more than we prioritise meaning or logic. Studies using brain scans and body language tracking show that during successful small talk, people's brain waves and micro movements synchronise. We do this deliberately. When you start nodding your head, I nod my head. When you glance down at your phone, I'm more likely to glance down at my phone. And because of this, if we spend enough time together, our heart rates will start to sync very quickly, and our rate of breathing will harmonize as well. This is why AI simply won't replace humans. And it affects our moods. So there is research, for example, that if people are sent into coffee shops and told to either chat pleasantly to the barista or be entirely functional and efficient, people in the first category who have a little bit of positive small talk with the barista are noticeably happier for the rest of their day.
We're now in Christmas party season, so many people may be dreading What am I going to talk about to my colleague that I don't know that well if I'm landed beside them? We've all been there. We've all been standing on the dance floor where we are competing with George Michael's Last Christmas. Someone has asked you a question. You didn't quite get it. You end up asking them four times to repeat themselves. And when you eventually hear what they've said, it's something completely vacuous, like, are you getting a bus or a taxi home tonight?
To save us from tears, Head of Careers at the Communications Clinic, Sarah Geraghty, gives us advice.
The phrase small talk should be eradicated from our vocabulary. It presents as the lesser or less liked cousin of big, important conversation. It implies that the person who is going around saying that they hate small talk so much lives a far bigger and more significant life than the person that they're speaking to. It's as easy to get good at small talk if you reframe it in your mind. Remembering what it feels like to have someone who's actually listening to you, who's making eye contact with you and says to you encouragingly, go on, tell me a bit more about that. In Victorian times, two political heavyweights, William Gladstone and Benjamin Disraeli, went individually for dinner with somebody. Gladstone was described as evangelical and lectern thumping and talking at people, whereas Disraeli was described as witty and eloquent and urbane. After dinner with Gladstone, the person reported that they were sure that they were in the presence of the most intelligent man in England. And after dinner with Disraeli, said he made me feel that I was the most intelligent person in England. That's the power of well thought out small talk. Most people are going about the world holding up an invisible sign that says, please find me interesting. I was speaking to a formidable woman I know at a networking event a few years ago, and she's a self-described introvert. When another person joined us and started talking about himself, the woman simply stood there and smiled, asked him open questions about himself. She never once got a chance to talk about herself, and she didn't try. Eventually, she excused herself. The other man turned to me and he said, with the biggest smile on his face, that was the most interesting conversation that I have had in years.
I've never met someone who thinks so much like me. Jinx.
Don't step on their lines. So stepping on their lines means starting to talk before someone else has finished speaking. It does indicate a lack of attention, a lack of interest and a lack of respect. Resist every urge you have as a human being to finish the other person's sentence.
I mean, it's crazy.
What?
We finish each other's
sandwiches.
That's what I was going to say.
Research from Ofcom has shown that the average person could even spend as much as an entire day a week on their phone, which is quite depressing.
Co-host of the For Tech's Sake podcast, Kelly Early, says that while phones have expanded our knowledge of small talk, it has also silenced it.
There was some data that suggested that phone calls have been slashed and there are far fewer phone calls happening than would have happened in previous generations. People aren't calling each other as much. Voice notes have become hugely popular because they give people a chance to respond in their own time. A decade ago, we would have used small talk to fill all of our silences and get us through awkward situations and get us through a long bus journey. Now, by default, that's always the phone.
More and more people are relying on AI to help them with small talk.
Wearable technology is becoming more and more popular. Snapchat have their own glasses, the Snap Spectacles. Meta has developed its Ray-Ban glasses. They have an augmented reality element, which means that you're looking at what's in front of you, but there's also some overlaying information. It might be directions and advice on, like, take the next left. But also, it serves to help people in conversation. So giving people real-time advice on how to respond to conversations. I absolutely think we could end up sounding robotic. We're all going to be saying the same stuff, and the AI models that are fed off of our data will be reading the same stuff from everyone. So we're going to get ourselves into a feedback loop of cringy chat-up lines from ChatGPT, I think.
But you can't just blame ChatGPT for all your small talk problems, as Justine learned.
You know, trying to have a conversation with a journalist before doing an interview for a magazine, the small talk had all been great. And then I got too comfortable, didn't I, in the small talk. just at the final hurdle, hanging up the phone, I don't know why, but I said, I love you. I was just saying goodbye. And as though I was calling my mom, I just said, I love you. Like, it was out of nowhere. Nowhere. I was demented. That interview never got published. And I don't know if me confessing my love to this stranger I'd spoken to for 50 minutes had anything to do with that. I came on too strong, too soon. I just
That was big talk instead of small talk. She from Mulqueen reporting there. Well, that's all we have time for this week. Today's show was produced by Aideen McLaughlin and Emma Laffin. Our broadcast coordinator was Rachel Kelly, and Harry Bucklis was on sound. Until the same time next week, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.